stormy, held fast in the traps, betrayal, and abandonment.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, November 16th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. I want to begin by thanking all our brothers and sisters taking the lead, pointing the way to our freedom with much fewer resources than we, heart accepting, than we here in the U.S. Thank you. And Hong Kong, stay strong. Sisters and brothers, it's time to tackle this misguided notion of the quote-unquote intelligent ones as identified and represented by the state, holding the ignorant, quote-unquote, at bay. This may be the founding lie of class, the key false premise. And it's interesting that inserting but this one truth, we are all, each one, brilliant into whatever shaky edifice of convoluted class-defending logic that you want, and down it comes. And though we're closer to that moment when shaky edifice meets the truth than at any other time in our history under class, we're not there yet. And while I've definitely noticed, particularly in recent years and with youth taking the lead, some measure of growth in the thinking of progressives toward overcoming false divisions, this necessary bridging of state-prescribed and enforced distinctions, the overcoming of which means we overcome atomization, after which do not pass go, proceed directly to our freedom. Nonetheless, we still seem to be mired in a class-inspired concept of the division of labor, i.e. one derived from a belief in hierarchy that crosses and artificially layers all regions of ability, while simultaneously infusing all with an insincere rhetoric, ideology of we're all equal, everyone's important, classic language that rulers and their servants have long relied on to soothe, pacify, we the people. So, for instance, Indonesia's new president imagines he's being beneficent, pacific, when in acknowledging the existence of the lowly among his countrymen and women, he says, in essence, all are needed. Play your position. Work, 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 so we can expand the economy. How many centuries have we been told that? All our ancestors and all of us have been told the same. All our ancestors worked and hurried and hassled into early graves. These thoughts come in reaction to a bombardment of recent propaganda on the supposed dangerousness, apathy, stupidity, and cupidity of our fellows globally. As the media is power's training means, what gets repeated shows the areas where power thinks our training is deficient, either because it sees the hold of core cons slipping or because a new threat to power has emerged that it wants to address.